Are you looking for a surefire way to end your pornography addiction? Are you looking for a way to develop past your marijuana habit? Well, I can tell you that both of those things were major, major hurdles in my life. 15 years I was addicted to pornography. 10 years I had a marijuana habit that took a toll on me. Now, no video, no podcast can simply tell you what to do. And that's where I draw the line. That's what makes this show different. I'm not going to just give you a cookie cutter solution, a one size fits all solution for something so complicated. Instead, I want to empower you to develop a system that works for you. What I'm going to do is share with you a framework, a way of thinking about our thoughts that can get the ball rolling for you to remove pornography and remove marijuana from your life. Marijuana and are two things that I can speak at length about, and so I've chosen to combine them in this video. Perhaps only one of them is an issue for you, or maybe both, as they were for me. Listen up, because I'm going to give you a three-step process to develop your thinking, to learn to see yourself clearly so that you may begin to do the work, the impactful work, the work that makes a difference on your own life. Welcome to Self-Control. This is a podcast and a YouTube video series aimed at giving you three things: awareness, acceptance, and expression. I can't tell you how to live, and I can't judge you. What I would like to do instead is share with you the steps that I have taken to build a life that I deserve, to understand why I acted the way I did, and then made a plan to act in a way that I could feel proud of. So, when it comes to marijuana and use, if you'd like to remove or at least begin to limit the impact that those have on your life, let's talk about those three steps: awareness, acceptance, and expression. How can you put those to work in your own life? What does that look like? And what can we do together going forward this month to see it through? Let's first talk about awareness. Now, if you're coming here, if you're searching the internet for ways to improve yourself, let's be honest, you obviously already have awareness of your problem. You don't need me to tell you that pornography ruins your energy, ruins your self-image, makes you tired, makes you lazy. Same with marijuana. A lot of money, a lot of time. And in fact, I believe that when I was doing those things, I was not the person that I could be. I was not the person that other people deserved me to be. I was not at my best. Now, let me say, I cannot judge you from afar, and I can't tell you to do these things. If you want to continue to use marijuana, you want to continue to use pornography, you don't have a problem, your life is working the way it is with those things, this is not for me to place a value judgment on you, right? This is not for me to tell you you need to do these things. But you are searching the internet for ways to quit these bad habits. That to me shows a great deal of awareness. But let me ask you this question. Are you aware of the way in which you are placing yourself in a hamster wheel, in a sort of ongoing track of self-abuse when you think about quitting? Let me simplify that. So much of addiction, so much of these bad habits that we do to feel good and self-medicate, quite frankly, they are a way to heal or ignore past trauma. Both marijuana and pornography were ways for me to feel good within my body, to control the pleasure that I got to feel. There was also a degree of escapism and fantasy, but I want to further that awareness for you. Can you, in the moment, maybe not now, but maybe tomorrow, maybe a month from now, could you say that for whatever reason, you are using these things to feel good, to self-medicate, but ultimately that you are distracting yourself from the present? Here is where we begin to put ourselves in a state of being irresponsible with our time. And I don't mean that you're wasting time. You already know that you're wasting time on porn and weed, and you'd like to get those out of your life. I've been there. But when we use a behavior or a substance to feel good in the present, we are quite often saying that we don't want to think about those things from our past, or we don't want to think about these things that may be coming in the future. And those can be big things, abuse, neglect, pain, but they can be small things too, or everyday things where it's like, I use marijuana and to escape the pain and the pressure or the boredom or the stress of my everyday life. What I would say is that I discovered just how childish it was for me to sit here and say, I don't like how things are in the present, and I certainly don't like how things are going to be in the future, because apparently I could tell the future, or I'm scared, or I'm guilty, or I'm ashamed of things from my past. I cannot think about those things here in the present. I need to numb myself. I would like to call your awareness to this point today. Are you ignoring your past and afraid of your future? And is that why you are choosing to use these substances or partake in these behaviors? Now, on the other hand, are you also telling yourself that in the future I will quit, right? In the future I'll be better. In the future I'll be different. Let me stop you right there. That is the mistake that I made for years. That is what prevented me from quitting. Both the addiction or the habitual use of those substances, of those behaviors, and that abusive declaration that I'm going to quit tomorrow, I'll be a better person next year, both of those are forms of self-abuse. And both of those things do not allow us any acceptance of who we are in the present. So we're moving on to that second step now, acceptance. And this does not come overnight, but think about this. We now understand how marijuana and porn abuse and other toxic habits are a problem of time. We don't want to think about our past. We distract ourselves either from the future or we distract ourselves with this better future. Let me ask you something else. If you're so convinced that who you are now in the present is wrong, is bad, needs to change, how certain can you be that the future that you are imagining for yourself is the right future? You follow me here? We don't want to think about those horrible things from our past. We want to believe in this better future. We use drugs, essentially, or behaviors that function like drugs to numb ourselves and not live in the present. At no point have we accepted who we are in the present. So we're placing a value judgment on ourselves and saying, I'm wrong now. I was wrong then. The future's going to be better, or perhaps the future's going to be worse. All of that time spent, right, with guilt and shame and fear. There's no acceptance of who you are in the moment. And this is what I would like for you to begin to think about today. You're aware of the issues that you have, but are you aware of how the way that you see yourself is also ruining your life? You abuse yourself by distracting yourself and refusing to see yourself in the moment. So if we think about a timeline of past, present, and future, we're in multiple places at once. We're in multiple dimensions. Look at you go, time traveler. We are blind and ignorant to ourselves. This was the breakthrough I had to have. I didn't often think about why I used pornography. It just felt good. I didn't think about why I used marijuana. It was just an excuse not to have to live life. All I knew is that I could feel good now. I could take control of the pleasure now. So if this is starting to resonate with you, I'd love for you to subscribe, because we're going to now walk through this three-step process. Awareness seems to already be there for you. You've made it this far. Acceptance. Acceptance comes from mastering our time, refusing to distract ourselves with the past and the future, but to come to the moment. But what does it mean to come to the moment? What does it mean to be responsible with our time? That brings us to our third step, and that is expression. So much of these choices to use pornography, use marijuana, engage in other toxic habits, these things happen when we are blind to who we are. We can cure that blindness. We can see ourselves for who we are when we express ourselves. And it won't be easy, and it may be painful, but it's painful to engage in behaviors you know are taking a toll on you. Behaviors that are draining you of your energy, draining you of your pride, hurting your self-image, perhaps hurting your social relationships. They're robbing you of your potential. So, which pain do you want to suffer? The pain of doing the work or the pain of passively, blindly continuing through life? Now, our next episode is going to go deep on this idea of expression. Now, my favorite mode of expression is journaling. It's writing. But you may say, well, I don't particularly enjoy writing. I don't want to write. Look, I cannot force you to learn how to write. I can't force you to start journaling. Perhaps you'd rather just use the voice notes app on your phone and start speaking. Perhaps you have a camera. You'd like to talk into the camera. Expression is, quite frankly, the way that we free ourselves from this blindness. So you're aware of the issue. You're moving towards an acceptance of this blindness. Acceptance of how you are not seeing yourself in the moment. The next step now is to start talking about it. And there's no right answer. There's no right way to start. But again, I am going to be here to walk you through this process right here on this channel or on our podcast. So let me leave you with this. Porn and marijuana, other toxic habits, they are quite often a way that we self-medicate pain from our past. So if that's the case for you, it may be worth thinking about how that pain is bleeding into the present. How you're saying, I can't live in the present without this or that. I have to do this to just forget. The pressure and the stress of life, I can't deal with it like an adult, so I choose painkilling. And look, like I did that for years. I'm probably still doing it in some ways, but I'm better understanding how I ignore myself, how I distract myself. Once we come to the present is where we have control. You cannot control the future. You cannot control your past. But in the present, you can choose to begin to express how you feel. Open your eyes, reject that blindness, and start to talk about who you are. So I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe if this content is resonating with you, because when it comes to expression, you might be asking, well, what do I write? What do I say? What questions do I ask? I can walk you through exactly what I did. I can share it with you. And even better, maybe you can let me know if this process works for you. Great job on the awareness of your issues. Great job on your awareness of wanting to develop. It's time now to accept it. It's very easy to say, well, I want to be different, and I'll be different tomorrow, and I'll watch this video, I'll buy this course. Okay, to me, the self-abuse continues, whether you're using the substance or you're beating yourself up saying, I need to change. In the present, you can take control. In the present, you can decide to express what you're thinking. What has happened? What would you like to see happen? Instead of running off the rails, thinking all these things at once, make time to express yourself. We're going to talk about exactly how to do that going forward. So until we speak again, I'll wish you the best going forward, and we'll talk again in the next few days.